Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There'll be a film shown on my tribal people at 5 p.m. in the Resources Committee Room. I am a member of the Athabascan tribe called Gwich'in, and Athabascans are also Navajo and Apache. The Gwich'in tribe had their first meeting in over 100 years up in Arctic Village last year, and this is a film on that meeting. Thank you very much.
Mr. Ellis.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. In response to remarks made on this floor by a member, the House Hess Committee tomorrow will be receiving a report from the Department of Health and Social Services Office of Epidemiology on disease outbreaks in rural Alaska. Members are invited to join us around 9 o'clock, about a third of the way through our meeting, to receive that report.
Other announcements? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We will have a Resources Committee meeting, and we'll start about 20 minutes after 3.
Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There still will be a Ledge Council meeting today at 5:30 in the Butchovich Room. Given the reception that's going on, I hope it will be a short one. The topic is per diem. Thank you.
Representative McLean.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We will continue our Community and Regional Affairs meeting right after the session in State Affairs Room.
Mr. Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the, I know most members of the body like to track the actions of judiciary, so here is our revised schedule. Today's hearing is canceled. If that gets applause, I could continue in that vein. On Wednesday, we will hear today's calendar, which is HCR 1, HB 217, and HB 68. On Thursday, we will hear what had been Wednesday's calendar, HB 165, HB 151, and we'll be moving on to Thursday, if time permits, from what had been Thursday, SB 91 and SB 147. Just once again, if I may, Wednesday we're dealing with HCR 1, HB 217, HB 68. Thursday with HB 165, HB 151, and if time permits, SB 91 and HB 147. Thank you.
Are there other announcements? Representative Ulmer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to bring to the body's attention that today is American Diabetes Awareness Day, and I've had placed in your mailbox a little pink brochure, which is kind of a simple test that you should each take about whether or not you are susceptible to getting diabetes, and I'd urge you to take a look at it. And if you have any questions about either the American Diabetes Association or about the disease, please let me know. Thanks.
Mr. Taylor.
Yes, thank you. If I might move back up the calendar with the consent of the body to introduction of special guests.
Without objection, we're under introduction.
I wouldn't do it, except we have a very special guest with us right now, a lady that this legislature has honored by citation. She has served for many years in Ketchikan as the administrator of our hospital. She's seated in Gallery B, a dear friend of mine and of all of the members of this body that have had contact with her, working on various state agencies and boards to work on the difficult problem of Medicare reimbursement and other hospital problems. Please help me welcome Sister Barbara Haas.
Are there other introductions? Mr. Menard?
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to have a brief at ease. If there are some other introductions, they can go ahead and we'll take it after that.
Are there other introductions? Mr. Lehman?
Mr. Speaker, I'm pleased to introduce a resident of District 9 in Anchorage, represented by Representative Hanley and myself, Joe English.
We'll stand at ease. Good order. We're still under announcements. Mr. Menard?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had to clarify the announcement, but after House Resources today at 5 o'clock with the movie that Representative Wallace talked about, there will be also a reception for the Yukon delegation in the Resources Committee room. Thank you.
What time is that?
5.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Other announcements? Are there special orders, Mr. Majority Leader? No. Are there special orders? Mr. Lehman is seeking the floor.
Fast gavel. Mr. Speaker, I request the permission of the floor to speak on the subject of the Blue Ribbon Committee.
You have the floor without objection, Mr. Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, on this momentous day, I thought that it would be appropriate to introduce a resolution which was right across the floor earlier today. It's HCR 28. I won't belabor it. You can read it. The rest of the body can read it, but it has to do with establishing a Blue Ribbon Committee of private sector personnel to assist the state in identifying where we can improve management, our efficiency, and reduce our cost of government. This is very similar in concept to what former Governor Jay Hammond did in 1975, and I think, Mr. Speaker, you probably participated somewhat in that study as a legislator, if I remember correctly. I still believe, as I said earlier today, that we must do everything we can to reduce the cost of government, improve how we deliver the services, and I think this will be a big step in the right direction there. And who better to help give these recommendations than people who've gone through the tough times and can make these recommendations, the people in business who are making these tough decisions every day. So I encourage each of you to take a look at it, to support it. I know that we have good bipartisan support already. I'd encourage you to sign on, and I've asked the clerk to hold it, I thought, for several hours today, but now it looks like it'll be just for a short while before the end of the day. There's still time for you to sign on to that resolution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there special orders, Mr. Taylor?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to just comment and speak on the 72nd day.
Without objection, you have the floor as long as you don't try to recamp everything that happened today.
No, I'll not do that. I did want to make mention, though, that for 72 days now, I've had the opportunity to walk off of this floor and walk down the corridor heading out of the building where a friend of mine, the security guard, a friend of everyone here, stands and sees to it that we are secure in the chambers. And each day, for a good part of the session, I was able to tell him we hadn't locked up any land and we hadn't passed any new taxes. Unfortunately, today, on the 72nd day of the legislative session, I'm not going to be able to say that to him. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Speaker.
Mr. Navarro, you have the floor without objection.
He could wait until tomorrow. That bill's under reconsideration, and it hasn't actually passed.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.